Right now, this is a follow-up to a wonderful conversation with Zach Cohen, Bloomberg Government Congress reporter of a number of days ago in Washington. And Zach, I really want to get to the character and the color across all of media, including Bloomberg. And this is Liz Goodwin over at the Post. Republican infighting roils Congress as midterm fallout continues. When they say open revolt among Republicans or Democrats, what does that actually mean in the Zach Cohen world?
Mostly just comes down to organizing at this point. It's kind of boring if you think about it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy are both trying to whip votes to get enough Republican support to become the Speaker and the Senate Minority Leader in the next Congress. The problem is that they don't really have unified support among their colleagues. The last time we talked, it looked like Republicans were slated to pick up a fair number of seats in both the House and maybe right. even the Senate. And that didn't happen. And that's left a lot of Republicans really scratching their heads and looking for a path forward. And these leadership elections right. have sort of provided a forum to answer those questions.
Where does this debate occur? Is there like a room they all go in and it's smoke filled and there's, you know, a ballot box with pieces of paper? I mean, paint the picture of how this gets done in 2022. This is not Tommy Lee Jones and the movie Lincoln, right? How's it get done?
It is a backroom negotiation. It is totally private. So yesterday, House Republicans held theirs, and you know all the reporters kind of stood outside texting with our sources, hey, what's going on in there? And then they would tell us, oh, McCarthy got these votes, and Stefanik got these votes. But we're kind of just waiting for the results from them to let us know sort of what happened, waiting for the white smoke, if you will, for the next pope. And it's a similar thing happening right now, actually just downstairs from where I'm sitting. Senate Republicans are also having a meeting to discuss leadership team, not just for McConnell, but for all of his deputies. And so McCarthy came out last night and then told us everything that happened. McConnell will likely come out and talk about how he just won another term as Senate Minority Leader. But this is a very private conversation among these lawmakers. I don't think even most staff get to attend these kinds of meetings.
Zach, Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, he got a lot of votes and overwhelming support, but there were 31 defections, conservatives, and they want the representative Andy Biggs. Talk to us about the split within the Republican Party that may have been exacerbated by the results of the midterm.
Yeah, and McCarthy, like you said, got 188 Republicans to support him. And some of those are even members that haven't even been sworn in yet. These are the folks like the Mike Lawlers of the world who sort of go into the meeting and get to vote because they'll be in Congress next year. And there's a lot of goodwill that he has built up because Republicans will likely take back the House. We're just sort of waiting for the last couple of races to get called. But there are this sort of, just shy of three dozen more conservative Republicans that have been pretty unhappy with the way Congress is run generally, not just by Speaker Pelosi, but also by of the conference, by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And so they feel like this is their opportunity to sort of, raise the stakes and try to get some concessions on rules changes that could change the way that the House operates. So that's really what's the issue here.
Zach, you're encyclopedic on this. What did you learn nationally about write-in ballots or early voting, pre-voting, whatever you want to call it? What did you learn about that as a grizzled pro?
I think we're still waiting for some of the final numbers to come in. I know Alaska's going to be counting their votes until next week. So we don't really have a firm idea yet. I think my understanding is that the overall turnout for mail-in ballots was not what it was in 2020, as you can imagine. And I don't think turnout was even up to 2018 levels. So we'll have to see how that plays out. I think mail-in ballots are still more or less skewing toward Democrats. I think it's become a little more bipartisan in places like Arizona. It was really tight between Democrats and Republicans, is my understanding. I have to go check the numbers to be sure.
Yeah.
And so mail-in balloting is definitely becoming a more popular mode of casting the ballot in federal elections.
Zach Cohen, thank you so much for the brief. I'm sure there'll be another one here shortly with Bloomberg Government.